Perverted Jewish Congressman Anthony Weiner's recent online sexting scandal has brought even more focus to the complete disconnect between our allegedly elected Washington policymakers and the ever more disenfranchised and betrayed American public. Weiner began his political career as Senator Charles Chucky Schumer's legislative aide, soon climbing the jaded rungs of the New York Jewish power ladder as a U.S. congressman. Perhaps learning well the political art of bald-faced lying during his years sucking up to Schumer, Weiner stupidly told reporters when asked about his lewd photo exchanges with some very young women that his Twitter account had been hacked by his enemies who, he would like us to believe, were driven by anti-Semitism. Although Weiner claimed he was set up, as the old saying goes, you can't hide those lying eyes. Now, watch Weiner squirm and worm.
Congressman, I think the main question that everyone has is, was that a picture of you?
Well, the main question that a lot of people are asking is, did I send the photograph? I did not. This was a prank, a hoax.
So it sounds like it was a photo of you.
Well, we're going to try to find out exactly what happened. The photograph does not look familiar to me.
Of course, Weiner was caught in his transparent lie and was forced to resign last week. As a reward for betraying the public trust, Weiner is now eligible for a fat $1.3 million government pension paid for by the looted American taxpayer whom Weiner and countless others of his synagogue sidekicks have betrayed. As the chasm grows wider between the very rich, which includes an astonishing number of influential Jews dominating finance, monetary policy, academia, the courts, and the declining white Christian middle class, a great American disconnect is now in full bloom. This disconnect can be clearly visualized in our airports, for example, where the sheep are degraded, probed, groped, and made to know their place, which is that of being targeted as hypothetical terrorists. All this was concocted and installed by Zionist Jewish politicians and their controllers who have so shrewdly stripped Americans to the bone. Yes, in TSA lines across America, most citizens can rest assured they will be undressed and given a dose of radiation en masse by a machine called RapiScan, which clearly should have been named RapeScan. The policymakers behind this strip search machine are former Department of Homeland Security Chief Zionist Michael Chertoff, now head of the security consulting firm, the Chertoff Group, and Zionist Senator Joseph Lieberman, chairman of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, who happily handed the mega-million-dollar RapiScan airport radiation cooker contract to his fellow Talmudic Jew, Michael Chertoff.
When we talk about screenings at the airport and other protective mechanisms along the way, what should we be doing that clearly we're not?
First, we could deploy the scanning machines that we currently are beginning to deploy in the U.S. that would give us the ability to see what someone has concealed underneath their clothing. Now there's been a very vivid lesson in the value of that machinery.
Chertoff is quite bold in affirming that he's the consultant for the backscatter boxes. He makes no bones about it.
Yeah. I know you've been an advocate of this technology for a long time.
Correct.
But just in the interest of full disclosure, I also want to point out in your current role as a security consultant, you are representing some of the companies who manufacture that technology, correct?
Absolutely correct, yeah.
And this should indicate to every thinking American, if there are any left, that American Jewry spokesman couldn't care less about any outrage over their in-our-faces arrogance. So next time you stand at a TSA line, remember that two Talmudic Jews are undressing you, blasting your DNA with radiation, and not only getting away with it, but getting paid for it too. Along with Lieberman and Chertoff is another Zionist Jewish policymaker, Senator Carl Levin, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee and also serves on the Senate Committee for Homeland Security. At the Joshua Rosenthal Lecture Series at Ford University, yet another of the thousands of Jewish organizations inundating our country, Levin told his co-religionists that the Afghan military theater is the central focus of the war on terrorism. And although proven a grotesque lie, Levin affirmed that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction as justification for the annihilation of the sovereign nation of Iraq.
The CIA director told the president that it was a slam dunk case that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. When Army Chief of Staff General Shinseki warned that it could take several hundred thousand U.S. troops to occupy and stabilize Iraq after the war, he should have been listened to.
In spite of both these wars being highly unpopular with the American people, Jewish leaders like Senator Carl Levin have no problems promoting them because the tens of thousands dead and maimed are the Goyim, not Jews. The children of the Zionist warmongers simply do not fight or die in the wars their parents and elders force America into waging. Finally, in America's cultural realm, the relentless bombarding of Jewish victimization brought to us by our policymakers in Washington keeps on endlessly ramming the Holocaust religion down the throats of the American public. The most visible icon, the high priest of the Holocaust religion extortion machine, is of course the omnipresent, ad nauseum, apostle of the everlasting Yiddish gripe, Elie Wiesel. During yet another ceremony, awarding Wiesel with yet another gold chain, the ever-sulking, ever-offended proselytizer of Holocaust religion demanded that American Gentiles honor dead Jews as holy martyrs, or be guilty of killing Jews again with a second death.
To forget that that would mean not only to betray them, but to give them a second death, to kill them again.
What is the greasy Wiesel suggesting here? Just that Gentiles must send Jews to heaven rather than an eternity in hell, which is what deniers of Christ deserve, according to Orthodox Christian doctrine. America has been sent into a manufactured, fatal identity crisis. The disconnect, the gigantic hole between the Jewish policymakers and their multitudes of dupes and servants in Washington and the American people is so wide that one still above room temperature can't help but call our society terminally dysfunctional. This monstrous disorder, which I call the Jewification of America, is now so deep in its decay that no amount of therapy, whether at the ballot box, Tea Party meetings, or town hall protests, can ever reverse or rehabilitate. As the timeless title of the famous Thomas Wolfe novel states so clearly, you can't go home again.